We are back.
Hello.
We're back.
I'm horny. Well, it doesn't help the boys are sending me porn pictures.
Oh, wow.
Well, he had a giant butt plug, among other things. Honey. Wow, something you're never going to get out of your mind, or what? I'm hard as a rock. Fuck. You kind of think I would have had enough today after beating the fuck out of the slave.
You never have enough, goddamn addict.
I am not an addict.
Yes, you are.
Fine that I'm an addict. I like sex.
First step is admitting it.
I'm fine. I'm fine with being an addict. Does that mean I get it more now?
No.
Okay. How come not? Is that when you're honest about stuff or you tell people what they think that they want to hear, that you're supposed to get stuff out of it?
Well, I want a 75-inch flat-screen TV. I ain't going to get it.
Yes, you can. You give me $2,500, and I'll get you the TV. Yep, that simple. So, Slave and I played a little bit today.
A little bit?
Yeah. It was bloody.
Whatever turns your crank.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of laughing about earlier. My vest is covered in blood. It was hot. I was just spanking him. You're the one who bought the rose bush. So?
Yeah, wait a minute, Slave Wayne. I never got a thank you, by the way.
For what? Oh, for getting him the stick?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's kind of funny when people just want to grow thorn sticks, not the rose parts, right?
Well, no. Ours has a multi-purpose.
Yes.
A beautiful part first, and then
a bloody butt later.
Later. Yeah. It's all good.
It was kind of pretty wild, I have to say. But
yeah, I saw that. Kind of looked like one of those flashbacks of Carrie, the movie, you know, with the blood everywhere on the face. Oh, no, it was on the ass everywhere.
It was on his butt. Yeah. And then I banged him.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, Alice says, so, like, is blood a good lube? it's a little sticky. Yeah. I was wearing a condom.
Yeah, so I.
So. Black Friday is coming, Sir Mark, says Pup Dakota.
Yeah, but thank you, Pup, but I'm not allowed
Black
to shop.
Black Friday comes. Do-do-do-do-do-do. What do you mean you're not allowed to shop?
No, I'm on a budget. I've done very well.
Okay, so that's different than you're not allowed to shop. Yeah.
No. Every week I get a little something that we need to do. This week I bought new radiator hole cover thingies.
Vent covers, yeah.
Which they're beautiful. They're brushed stainless steel. So I need to grab two more of that. And then I worked on the boys' bedroom yesterday. Painted the ceiling. And today I did all the walls, so that way the only thing left he'll have to go and touch up the closet. I can't do it anymore. My arms are dead.
Dead. Looks real nice, though. It really does. I love that. It's funny. We were talking about it, that the color looks so much different down there.
Well, because it's a smaller room and it's not as much light, but it's a beautiful color. It looks great. It's all over the house. It looks really nice. Mm-hmm. So downstairs, boy Alex's place is slowly coming together. Did they know about the housewarming party?
Nope. Now they do.
Well, boys, you got till December 6th to get the downstairs as good and ready.
But you have to understand, the boy Neil's gone for 2 weeks.
Well, I guess it's you and boy
we'll
Alex.
Well, it will be what it is. We'll get done what we get done. I'm not stressing about this shit no more. My liver can't take it.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Just not going to stress about it. I want chips.
When we watch a movie later.
All right. So, so you wanted to talk about the poppy news? Is that what you wanted to talk
about?
Yeah.
Well, yes. You know, I 2 weeks ago I mentioned that the new elected pope has been causing...
Oh, that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry, honey. Go ahead.
Well, that too. There's a few things. But the one thing I wanted to talk... I am Catholic. I was raised Catholic and
there's
stuff.
There's a cure for that, you know.
I found my cure. Don't worry about it. But we finally have a pope that has the right my friend of
frame of mind,
friend of mine, who is finally up with the times and realizes that there are gay people who are Catholic. There are gay, really good, nice gay people, and he is telling basically his priests and what are they called?
Cardinals.
Cardinals and so forth, that
deacons,
we have to welcome them and accept them.
And then half of his cardinals are telling them to fuck off, that they're not doing it, though.
That's it. And what, talking about that, what is kind of funny is that it's that same old, same old. I will agree with you as long as you are thinking and behaving the way I want you to, because all along, the Pope is supposedly the direct connection to God.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, you're now going against the God that you believe in. You know, and this Pope, what I admire about this Pope, he is not living in the Pope mansion. He's living in a public cottage, you know, bigger than a house still, but it is not the big mansion thing. He is not wearing Prada red shoes that are worth $1,200. He chooses to go and help the poor and eat with the poor and that kind of stuff. And it's amazing. It's about time, and he is doing a lot of great things. So so one of the statements he said today says, we need to welcome our gay brothers and sisters and make them feel welcome and try to understand them. And it's a big step. Well, I'm glad they found a hobby.
Well, we did get them permission.
So. Yep. So, so it's amazing. It's actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that's going on. So that's one thing. Now, the other thing that we were talking about earlier,
I'm hard again,
Messinol and I, was that this year, due to what happened 2-3 weeks ago, almost now, 2.5 weeks ago,
I can't. Yeah, I'm not sure.
In Ottawa, and
just cover that again. Remind everybody.
Basically, 2 and a bit weeks ago, somebody at our parliament in Ottawa, one of our soldiers, who was standing guard in front of one of the statues, just doing his job, got shot. For no particular reason, just because he was there wearing an Army, Canadian Army uniform.
And a kilt.
No, he didn't have a kilt.
He did. I'm pretty sure he was part of the kilted patrol, yes.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. I would have loved to have seen that, because that guy was so hot. Anyway, let's get back to the subject. One of our Canadian soldiers got murdered for no particular reason.
Correct.
And with that, he has received big honors from the Mountie and the service, our armies and so forth. Anyway, so now on Tuesday for us, it is
Veterans Day. Would be an American,
which is the red poppy. In our history, Canadian history, it is the biggest growth so far, which is how many?
They sold 1.2 million more than they did last year.
Last year, yeah.
Million.
Million, which is incredible. And you know that this year poppies are made by our prison people.
They give them pins?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I think they cut them because it's the plastic cut, and then it's the little felt.
Uh-huh.
So they do. I don't know if they actually give them the pins.
Probably.
But anyway, they're made by prisoners. But it's a good thing. You know, it's... You know, it's nice to see that when something bad happens, it was just like 9/11. You know, everybody had their own views on certain things.
Yeah.
It brings us closer together. It makes us to realize, okay, you know, what we're doing wrong or how precious life is. And
It's unfortunate that it took somebody's life to.
It is. It was
to sell a million poppies, but
it is when it was somebody that had nothing to do, was just there doing his job.
Yep.
He had a gun with no bullets on him. He had no way in hell
to defend himself. Well,
so.
the other dude got shot too, in the foot, I think it was right in the parliament, if I remember correctly, and they basically grabbed the gun and pushed it down, and the guy fired and shot him in the foot. So yeah, it's kind of whacked. Just kind of whacked. Sad.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. We have somebody died too, one of Hollywood's young, used to be really bright young star,
wasn't he all on drugs and shit?
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin.
I guess, I don't know.
He was on Home Alone.
Yeah, that's the one. The name sounds correct.
The one, two, and three movies and stuff. And anyway, committed suicide. Did he commit suicide? Yeah, overdose.
I didn't know that. I just thought he died.
So it's kind of sad. I mean, the guy was 33 or something. So
Fucking everything in the world, eh?
Yep. Sad. So that's our little what's going on in the world.
My nose is already.
So we're talking about the boys. Boy Alex and boy Neil have been away on a little road trip to Florida. They went to visit our friend Ed, Officer Ed, in Fort Lauderdale. So they drove up, took their nice time to relax. They deserved it. They've been, boy Alex and Ed, hadn't had a holiday in over 3 years, and boy Neil's been working extremely hard for the past couple of years, so it's been nice for them to go and relax. So now they're heading their way back. So they went from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando, and they're doing a stopover, piggish point, over at Parliament House.
We were laughing about that, weren't we?
Yeah.
Because you said they sent the picture of eating dinner, and you're like, oh, my God, they haven't changed the wallpaper since I was there 15 years ago or whatever.
Or the bedspreads.
Or the bedspreads, that's funny.
On the beds. I'm like, oh, my God. No, boy, Alex, the first day he's at the restaurant, I went, oh, my God, that's the restaurant.
Yeah, I was laughing. It's exactly the same.
Yes. But Parliament House, some of you have probably been there before. It's actually a great place. It is well known to be a park in... And
Macaulay Culkin's death was a hoax.
Oh, really?
Seriously. That's what Slave Wayne just said.
Oh.
Why was it a hoax? Why would somebody even bother? Well, whatever.
Maybe he's trying to make a comeback.
Macaulay Culkin, that's his name.
Yeah.
Responds to death hoax with a Weekend at Bernie's reference. Yeah, so...
Oh,
he isn't dead. He's in Louisiana.
Well, good for him. Okay, he's alive. Let's have a drink. Let's have a joint.
He looks white.
Oh, yeah. Like.
Wow. Look at them with the fucking pink bunny ears on.
Yeah. So anyway, so the boys are at Parliament House tonight. It's a great place if you've never been. It can be, you know, sleazy if you wanted to. It all depends what you're into. Mm-hmm. But it's a great entertainment complex. It's an old Holiday Inn, originally two stories, kind of an L shape, and there's balconies so you walk around all the way around.
Uh-huh.
And it's well known that, you know, during the day, the people come for lunch and they park their car and they stroll around, and if your door is open or your drapes open, oh, hi, would you like some company? Whatever. But it's a great place. There's a pool hall right under that building.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a pool. And then there's a big discotheque.
Yeah, there's a lot of disco balls.
Yeah, and then there's a restaurant. Then there's a piano lounge. And there's a big show room.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if it's still there, but if you go where the pool is and part of the hotel, there's a little trailer park. You walk through the trailer park, and then there's a barn, and that's a country and western bar.
Wow.
So it's a great place. It's quite fun. The rooms are cheap. It's $65 U.S., I think the boys were paying, a night. So, and it's about half an hour drive to Disney.
Yeah, they didn't go to Disney.
So it's a fun place to go.
Mm.
But the last time I was there, I went there with my... was a good friend at the time, Jeff. And we had an amazing time. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Till I ended up with a toothache. But the booze helped.
I was going to say so many things, but...
What?
Nothing.
No, what?
Nope.
Say it.
Nope.
Say it.
Nope.
I dare you.
Nope. Nope.
All right. So what else?
What else? What else? What else? Nothing really. I mean, it's just been kind of a laid back week. Like you said, the boys are having a nice little vacation. I'm glad they're kind of relaxing. They're very similar to me though, because they're both getting bored pretty fast. So You know, I mean, they're the ones that insisted they needed to go for 10 days. Mm-hmm. I could have told them after the first five, you're going to be bored, but no.
No, I would don't. I don't get that, though.
I do.
That was the thing. When I went last year to visit Ed, it was so relaxing. I needed it, though. I was burnt. I was tired. I was stressed with work and stuff. And it was actually really nice to just, we had a little routine. We'd get up at around 8:30, quarter to 9. Ed would make us our little blender drinks thing, morning breakfast thing. We'd lay on there on his little backyard. And till about quarter to 12, quarter after 12, we'd move the lawn chairs as the sun moved. And then when that was done, we would go take our showers and get dressed and go downtown for lunch and a little shopping.
And it doesn't sound like they spent a lot of time with Ed, though. He was already out or gone a lot of the time.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe we'll find out details. Maybe Ed is dating or something.
Yes, we'll have to find out.
Inquiry minds want to know.
Yes, the rumor mill.
The rumor mill. Anyway, is it commercial time?
Yeah, do you have to pee?
Yes. We'll be right back, guys.